Well, welcome back to the Valley Hoops Insider website, and it's March Madness season, and teams being added and not added to the big bracket for March Madness, teams looking at the NIT and other things. And our guest tonight is Matthew Graves, the associate head coach of the Indiana State basketball program there. The Sycamores don't make it into the NCAA tournament, and Matt, you and I were talking before we started recording and all that, that, man, there's a lot of emotions and a lot of maybe disappointment in Terre Haute.
Yeah, the players are certainly, disappointed. That's ultimately who, we feel the worst for is our players. And then, a close second, maybe a 1A and 1B, is our fans and that have really supported us all year long. And like we were talking about, I've been fortunate enough to not only play but also coach in several NCAA tournament games, and the experience that that provides and that platform, is something special, and you create those lasting memories, and ultimately you feel really bad that our players don't have the opportunity to experience that along with our great fans here in Terre Haute.
So you guys, I learned that you guys had a private kind of team only party is the wrong word, but a gathering to watch the selection show. Did you, because of all the ways the what they call the bid stealers happened this weekend, did you kind of feel the handwriting was on the wall?
Yeah, you knew going in and the viewing party, if you will, it was good. It was our players. And then there was selected, a lot of our administrators and some boosters of the program. So it was I bet there was probably 75 to 100 people there that, really support us. And it makes you feel really good that, going in, I think a lot of us felt like it was probably a long shot. Maybe, if you want to put odds on it, maybe 5% chance that we would get in. But all those people still showed up and, supported our players. And we were really appreciative of that. And, as you saw the brackets, go, when we saw, honestly, the two things right away, and I was sitting with Josh when it happened, you see FAU in that 8-9 game, and then you see, Drake, with a 10 seed. You kind of felt like, okay, maybe we're going to sneak in at this last moment. But then, when Boise State and I think Colorado showed up there on the 10 line, it was like, yeah, I don't think this is going to happen at that point.
I think later in the show, they said that you guys were the first four out, but you were the third one. And one of the selection committee guys said, yeah, we had five bid stealers, and it's like, oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. And that's what, another guy texted me and said, moving forward, do you feel like that's going to change your philosophy on scheduling? And it's really not. We're not going to apologize for, how we scheduled in the non-conference. And, and we can beat a dead horse, and you've heard it, for years and years. It's just hard to get quad one games. You have to get lucky. And, we played, two really good teams, quad one teams. And, at the end of the day, if FAU or Dayton, win their league and there's not a bid steal there, and, NC State and Oregon don't win their leagues, and, New Mexico doesn't win, their league, then all of a sudden, we're sitting there, packing our bags for Dayton. So, it's frustrating to be that close and not in, but, at the end of the day, we did, everything that we could have, within our control, obviously, except, maybe win another game or two.
I'm a conspiracy theorist. And when I started watching all these money conference tournaments this weekend and all the number one seeds were going down, I'm like, sure, they're throwing games so they can get more teams in the tournament.
And I threw a bottle at my it was a water bottle, so it was plastic, but no beer bottle or anything, but I threw a water bottle at my TV when Virginia didn't foul there at the end and let NC State bank that shot in. So was like, come on. We just, it felt like though, for about 48 hours, the Sycamores, you just couldn't catch a break.
Yeah. I felt the same way every time I watched a game or a result. I'm like, oh, darn it. You know, I just was unhappy. Tell me about the mindset of your team. Obviously there's disappointment tonight, but sometimes the immediate disappointment is, okay, well, we're going to be sad for a day and then get back to work. Or it's, I'm mad and let's get to work right now, coach. I mean, like, tell me about the mindset of your players.
Well, what we ended up doing, we practiced today before the selection show. So, you know, we weren't sure ultimately, you know, where we were going to be. And we just wanted to, get a good 2-hour workout in with our guys and, get them focused and just ready. And, you know, Josh did a great job in practice, just talking to them about all the possibilities. And, you know, that's the great thing about Coach is, you know, he deals in reality. You know, he's not trying to sugarcoat anything. And our players really understood, heading over there to watch the selection show that, you know, our margins were very slim. And, once our name, wasn't called, you could just tell that our guys were certainly disappointed, but at the same time, we get a chance, this team is still alive. You get a chance to play more games with your teammates, and, what a great opportunity. We're going to be a one seed in the NIT. You got a chance to play 3 home games against really good opponents, in the Holman Center, and then drive up the road to play in Hinkle Fieldhouse. So, we have a great opportunity, and we don't have to leave the state of Indiana. So our guys are excited about that, and we understand that all the games are going to be tough. And here at 9:30, when we find out who our opponent's going to be, we'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean the consolation prize isn't terrible. I mean, you guys have a good opportunity to still do some really fun and exciting things, we've watched. Oh, man, maybe the last 10, 15 years in the Missouri Valley Conference for teams to go do some damage in a tournament like the NIT or one of the other ones and have it be a springboard to the next year. I mean, you guys don't need a springboard. You've had a terrific season and over 50 games, right at 50 wins over the last 2 years. But it can be a great building block for the program as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you continue to build momentum and, it's not going to hurt for, once we lost over there in St. Louis to Drake, I mean, you could not, turn on social media or the TV and not hear about the Indiana State Sycamores. So for a whole week, you were able to get that. And, we want to continue that for the next couple weeks and be able to make a run. And it helps, it helps the school, it helps our program, it helps recruiting. The one thing, honestly, it probably hurts is scheduling. Yeah. we make a run and win the NIT, and we bring everybody back. We don't hit, have any casualties from the portal. There's nobody that's going to call us back to schedule at that point. But again, it's a byproduct we're willing to deal with, and you just got to keep plugging away and do the best you can under the circumstances you're dealt.
Super excited though for what you guys can do in the NIT, and appreciate your time tonight. When you guys get back to practice, and you'll know who you're playing at that point. But the mentality of your guys, it business-like excitement or anger?
I think I think that's described well. I think it's a little bit, they're feeling the emotions of all of those. And I think, once we have an opponent and we get together tomorrow, I think the maturity of our group, and we've seen it, time and time again throughout the season, the maturity and leadership that we have within our team, we will be ready to play and compete in front of our home fans. And, we've got something to prove, and our guys are going to have a chip on their shoulder, and certainly they're going to be sad tonight and angry. But I think tomorrow, again, once we get back together tomorrow afternoon, and start diving into whomever we play, and we know it's going to be a really good opponent. I think that the juices will begin to flow again, and it'll be go time.
Yeah, and according to one bracket I saw, you know, they're guessing, right? But according to one bracket, you won't see Bradley until Hinkle. So that'll be great.
Yeah, yeah. So, it was funny. You kind of search and look through all that and just speculate what they might do. And, you know, one of the teams that I saw pop up, and it wouldn't shock me, is, to see Loyola travel down
there. Yeah, I saw that too.
So that would, certainly that would be, unique. And, Butler's floating around there. And I think, getting – it will probably be some sort of a Midwest connection team to start this off. And, at the end of the day, whomever we play, we know they're going to be good. We know we're going to have to be prepared and ready to play. But, I'm excited that, this team's still playing. So we've got a lot more to prove, and hopefully we'll get a chance to play five more games with these guys.
Well, we're excited for you too, Matt. In the midst of the disappointment, we're excited for what's ahead, and appreciate your time tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Harry. Great talking to you, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
I hope so. That's Matt Graves, the associate head coach of the Indiana State Sycamores. They'll be in the NIT and playing games this week, and we'll be paying close attention to all that they're doing.